Thanks for listening to the Campus Collective podcast. As always, we pray that this resource is a helpful supplement for you as a follower of Jesus and as an active member in your local church. We love God's design for His church, and we believe that this resource could never substitute the incredible things that come from active involvement with a community of believers. Campus Collective is a ministry of Huntington Community Church. To learn more, visit our website at huntingtoncommunitychurch.com.
Hello and welcome back to another installment in our series, 95 Meditations Through Colossians with Campus Collective. I'm your host, Andrew Callahan, and I'm here on this Tuesday with Lydia Brooks. Lydia, what do you have to share with us today from God's Word?
So today I have truth number 32, and it's Colossians 1:29, and it says, "For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." So that brought to mind where Paul writes in the second half of like Romans 7:18, "For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." Hmm. And I think it's just reflecting on like our complete inability to do gospel work, to share the gospel with others, and to really love others and serve others without the Holy Spirit working within us, because that's not something we naturally desire.
Yeah.
Because before salvation, like, we were able to do nothing. We were dead in our sins. And so, like, the Lord worked in us and brought us to himself. And if he is able to do that, then how much more is he able to enable us to serve others and to love others?
Absolutely. That also reminds me, there's a scripture, I'm honestly not sure where Paul writes this. I believe it's Paul, but he says, "For it is Christ who works in me, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." And so, you know, he says, I want to do the will of Christ. And then he says, it is Christ or the Father who works in me both to will and to work. So the work I do springs from my will to do that work, which springs from God working in me. And I love Paul's language here that Christ works that energy. He gives him the energy to even do the work that he has prepared for him.
Absolutely. And it's that heart change that from that springs the works and the serving and the love. And these things, they bring honor and glory to the Lord and just working and serving. And so I think that kind of translates into, like, obviously, like, a practical everyday application, like, as we go throughout our day and as we seek to serve and to love others, just praying that, like, Lord, work in my heart so that I can have the energy to serve and to love others. And it also gives way to humble thankfulness that even our desire to serve and to love others and to share the gospel comes from the Lord and comes from the Holy Spirit. And it's not a natural innate desire in us. And so I think that from that should spring thankfulness.
Absolutely. And I think that this energy that Paul is speaking of here springs up from deep relationship with God. And so as we deepen our relationship with the Lord, as we meditate upon scripture and the person of Christ, and we walk with him daily as we're sanctified, this motivates us towards the work of the gospel. And it does work that energy within us. That's where it springs from. I don't say that to say that people who are sort of in a season in which they feel they lack energy, or they're sort of struggling with comparison, and maybe they're looking around and feeling discouraged because maybe you have somebody like Dustin in your lives who seems like he's super high energy, 110% all the time. And you can sort of compare yourself and feel like you're not living up. Maybe you don't have the energy that Paul here speaks of. But I just want to encourage you that that these things are ebbs and flows, that, even Dustin, of course, and of course he would tell you this, that, you know, he has up seasons and down seasons, which he feels he's bursting with energy. And other times he's not, and maybe he's even feeling his energy is performative at times. And so I just want to encourage you to keep pressing into the Word, knowing that energy that Christ supplies comes at the opportune time that Christ has appointed. And you're not failing simply because you feel like you lack motivation or you lack energy.
Absolutely. That is an excellent point. Oftentimes I see that in my own life where it's just a struggle to get into the Word and to pray and to be with God's people in the church. But yet he provides that energy and at the opportune time. And the more time I, even if it's hard to, the more time I spend in the Word and the more time I spend meditating on the person of Christ, the more I desire to be like him, mm-hmm. more desire to serve, even in dry seasons.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, one quote that has sort of been encouraging for me personally recently, and I'm probably going to butcher this to some extent, but I believe it comes from Charles Spurgeon, and he says something to the effect that he has learned to kiss the waves that throw him against the rock of ages. And so the image he's evoking there is, you know, the trials of life would sort of represent these waves, and that might even be a season of dryness or lowness where you don't feel like you have any energy. That wave is a trial. It's tossing you, if you're in the ocean, of course, against a big rock. And, you know, in most cases, that would be your death, perhaps. But in the metaphor, that rock is Christ. And so he says he affectionately views these waves. He kisses these waves because they are a vehicle to being slapped up against Christ and dying to yourself and finding the steady presence of Jesus there amidst the waves. And that's been encouraging for me in recent seasons, even of the ebbs and flows.
Absolutely. And even in those like dry seasons when those waves are throwing you against the rock of Christ, remember that Christ came in human form. Mm-hmm. And so he knows exactly what those dry seasons feel like. Yet without sin, he knows what those feels like. Mm-hmm. He is our high priest who intercedes for us and understands the depths of our weaknesses and the depths of the human condition. So don't feel like you can't run to him. He understands.
Absolutely. You know, I know that Christ, having been a human, surely endured sort of these lackluster things we're speaking of, that he surely endured. You know, I think even we see sort of the duality of the will in when he was in the garden praying prior to the cross. You know, we know it says in Scripture that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And yet, and we know that it was the Father working in him to will and to work for his good pleasure, because, you know, he is a forerunner for us, that we all, that anything that we experience is simply given to us by the relationship with Christ. That, you know, he prayed even in that moment, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, let me not endure what is before me, and yet not my will, but yours be done. And so even there, he experienced sort of a dual sense of desire, perhaps. Maybe this is sort of difficult to communicate, but even there, his humanity, or in his humanity, he struggled, it would seem, to align the sort of the physiology of his emotions with the spirit-driven will of God that he so desired.
Absolutely. Not my will, but yours be done. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so he completely understands that struggle and that weakness that, and we have, now we have the Holy Spirit as our helper.
Yeah.
And so we have that as a comfort.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, I think that that's how we'll close the podcast. I think that we would challenge you to let that be your prayer, especially when you consider if you're in a season of lacking energy, you feel like you are not energized or motivated to live out the gospel work, that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, not my will, but yours be done. And so even that expresses that there are times in which what we will may seem to not per se align with what the Father might will, and yet we surrender ourselves and submit to him even in those challenging times. And so pray that today. Pray that every time you feel you are lacking the energy to do what you know is good and right. Not our will, Father, but yours be done. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast, and we hope you will join us tomorrow as we continue in 95 Meditations through Colossians.